Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Real Tigers by Mick Herron. Narrated by Gerard Doyle. Like most forms of corruption, it began with men in suits. A weekday morning on the edge of the city, damp, dark, foggy, not yet five. In the nearby towers, some of which reached upwards of 20 stories, random windows were lit, making haphazard patterns in the glass and steel grids. And some of those lights meant early bird bankers were at their desks, getting a jump on the markets. But most were a sign that the other city workers were on the job, the ones who wore overalls, and whose pre-dawn tasks involved vacuuming, polishing, emptying bins. Paul Lowell's sympathies were with the latter. You either cleaned up other people's messes or you didn't. And that was the class system for you right there. He glanced at the road below. 18 meters was a fair distance, viewed vertically. Dropping to his haunches, he felt the relevant muscles crunch and cheap fabric strain unpleasantly across his thighs. The suit was too small. Lowell had figured it was stretchy enough that this wouldn't matter, but in the event he felt constricted by it, and graced with none of the power he might have imagined it bestowing. Or maybe he was just getting fat. Lowell was on a platform, which probably wasn't the correct architectural term for it, above an arch through which ran London Wall, the dual-lane thoroughfare reaching from St. Martin's Le Grand to Moorgate. Above him was another tower block, part of a pair set at an angle to each other, and housing one of the world's leading investment banks, as well as one of its most famous...